Pratt Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
We've been spending this hour talking about business, and of course, we needed to speak with someone at the Ottawa Board of Trade. We decided to go to President and CEO Suling Ching. Hi, Suling.
Hello, Sam.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well. I hope you had a relaxing holiday.
Well, I had a holiday. Let's put it that way. It's not very relaxing. I'm a small business owner as well. And of course, I love to do this work with City News. Suling, this has been a very, very challenging year. And we just spoke with a number of business owners who obviously echo that sentiment. What was it like to be the president and CEO of an organization that really advocates for so many and really is a leader in many ways? They were looking to you for answers. Did you have the answers, Suling?
Well, Sam, it was challenging for us as well as we worked to support our local community and our businesses. And of course, as you know, Sam, we advocate for all of the businesses in our area, small business, large businesses, corporations, and independents. And so it was a constant figuring out what the next right step was in terms of the messaging to the community and to the government and supporting those businesses based on all different kinds of needs of businesses.
And I really think it's interesting because in many ways, you know, the Board of Trade obviously has a membership organization, a really important organization in our city, and you do a number of things. I think, you know, being the voice of business for Ottawa, you know, you're advocating, you're building support, you're championing the city of Ottawa and driving initiatives. Were you able to move any of those messages forward, or were you really in sort of reactive mode this year?
Well, in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, it felt like reactive mode. We really counted on the strong relationship that we have with our business leaders and our political decision makers and our stakeholders. And all of us really worked together to try and figure out what the next best thing was. And so I feel like we were able to provide information, we were able to disseminate that information, and then also take that information from our business owners back to the government in a really effective way. And I know I've said this to you before, but what we saw through this is just the highest level of collaboration and communication that I've experienced in my career.
It really is heartwarming to hear that, to be honest with you, because I think in many ways, a lot of organizations really, really struggled. So knowing that they had a hub and that you were able to be there for them is really lovely, and that you worked together really well. You had a lot of partners involved. Walk me through some of those.
Well, of course, our role at the Ottawa Board of Trade is to work primarily with the city and advocating for policies and programs that will create a competitive business environment. However, in this situation, we really had to work more closely than ever with our colleagues at the Ontario and the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, as well as our representatives locally at the provincial and federal government, because that was a lot of where we were able to have some impact in supporting our business communities. So we were really able to level up in that area this year. And then, of course, all of our local economic stakeholders looking for ways to work together more closely, create more synergy, and as we supported the business community through this, and particularly as we start to plan for our recovery.
And membership to the Ottawa Board of Trade is one of the big pieces, and it's basically how you survive as an organization, as an association. Mm-hmm. How have members benefited by being members of the Board of Trade?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. So, and that's come up a lot in the last few months, particularly because what this last few months has shown is that as an advocate and a key economic stakeholder, our organization, although we offer member-only services in many ways, the primary work we do and the most important work that we do, it benefits all of our business community and all of our community as a whole. In turn, the members who support us are the ones that really are responsible for making sure that we do have a strong voice of business in Ottawa and that we are able to work together in a cohesive manner. So all of our members definitely have opportunities to participate in our programs, to receive the information, to volunteer and have input in our decision making. And then in turn, we are able to support the whole community.
Really important. And obviously every year we love being at those events for the Ottawa Board of Trade. And I've certainly missed those this year. Those great breakfast events were certainly a highlight for me. How have you changed and tried to include people virtually?
Well, not unlike many of the businesses that we represent, we also had to do a lot of pivoting. Is that the 2020 word?
I think so, yes.
We had to do a lot of pivoting as well, because as you mentioned, we provide probably 25, 30 events a year that are designed to give people a chance to connect, to get information, to hear from our leaders, and to educate their teams and recognize excellence in our community. And so we were not able to gather in person, and we very quickly turned to virtual events. And then we've just been continually upping our game in terms of bringing value to those virtual events. So we've been really grateful, you know, just like a lot of we're calling on the members of the Ottawa community to support their local businesses so that they can survive this and they can continue to be in our community and provide the jobs and the culture that we rely on them for. In the same way, we've really been reliant on our members sticking with us, supporting us, in some cases upping their support, and also the sponsors of all of our events so that we could continue to bring those to the community.
Such an important piece of it, of course, is that sponsorship side. Let's think, Suling, about next year and where obviously the vaccine is rolling out. Where do you think the Board of Trade will head into in terms of your initiatives for next year? What's the goal?
Yeah. So thanks for asking that, Sam. You know, we have started to think about recovery and what's the best role for us to play in that. And we're very interested in working with all of our other stakeholders and, of course, the City of Ottawa and our political representatives in creating a strong economic agenda for Ottawa that includes continuing on with this high level of collaboration and communication. So we're looking forward to that and looking at some of what the key trends are that we can capitalize on for our economic benefit.
Really appreciate your time as always. Suling Ching, President and CEO of the Ottawa Board of Trade. Thank you so much.